W2G.
How are you doing today?
Well, starting to feel better, and all trying to get over this, whatever it was I've got, so it seems to be working its way out, so I'm taking my medication and following the doctor's instructions. You know how that goes.
That's the best thing you can do.
Today is the third day since they gave me the medication, so I've got another three and a half more days to go. So, you know, you just work at it one day at a time, and then when it works itself out, then you figure out what you're going to do next.
I've had several customers sick this week also, out of work.
Feeling yucky on Sunday, and everything, because I'd had my RSV office on Monday to see if it was going to be any kind, if there was any conflict from the RSV shot and everything else. And the doctor's office said, "Well, can you come on in here this morning to a curbside, and let us check you out?" And I said, "Yeah, I can do that." So I went in. They did all the tests. Don't have COVID. Don't have cold. Did have a little bit of a white cell count, so they said I might have a little bit of upper and respiratory infection, so they put me on that stuff again. So I'm going through the process.
Seems like it's always something, doesn't it?
Particularly when you get my age.
It could be worse. You could have the COVID or the flu or something like that, I guess.
Well, like I said, I'm glad it's not any of that because, you know, I don't need any of that at my age and everything else like that. So I just try to roll with the punches and follow through with what they tell me to do, and that's what I'm doing right now. So we'll see where it goes and how it comes out, but I seem to be feeling better every day. So I'll just do it one day at a time, you know.
That's all you can do. Hey, have you heard Tom on the radio this morning? I hadn't heard him.
No, I haven't heard him, and I've had my radio on all morning, and most of the morning I've been sitting here by it, but you never know with the old man.
Niece, may I have enough of him and swept him up in the corner?
No, or she could have decided that he needed to go out and live with the chickens for a while and behave himself.
Yesterday, he spent about 3 hours out there with the chickens yesterday, so hopefully he didn't do too much.
Trying to do something, I think, build a cup, set it up with a cover of some sort, or I don't know. He's trying to give them a little more protection in there, I guess. He's all the time fiddling with them, and one of these days he'll reach the point where there ain't nothing else he can fiddle with. So how's your day been going today?
You're enjoying a beautiful day, but business has been slow this week.
Well, most of schools are back in, so, and people are getting in their last, and those that aren't in, the people are out on their last try at vacation before the school gets started. So, you know, you just have to deal with it, I guess.
Probably all it is. It slows down this time of year, every year, so not a big surprise, but still not a welcome occurrence either.
Yeah, when you're in the business like you are, you got to have customers who are available to do things. So you just have to just keep working it and getting things through so that business starts picking up again, you hope, and all. I can understand that. I myself have not been personally, well, I have been. Years past, I was in a business like you're in that depends upon the customers being there and being available, and I can understand what you're going through.
Yeah, sorry about that. These red lights out here on Whitehorse got me, and I had to make a quicker stop than I would like to.
Well, you were able to stop, and and the way things have been going lately, I've seen some people that out there. Had some pictures the other day of places where people weren't able to stop like they were supposed to. So, oh, well, you just deal with what you got to. Be careful out there, Patrick. I'll let you get back paying attention to your driving, and I'm going to go find me some lunch. I haven't had lunch today. You take it easy and have a good rest of the day. KO4HKX, W2T, 73s for now.
22T, Rusty, have a good afternoon, and good to talk to you. Hope you get to feeling better. KO4HKX, I'm clear. 73.
KX, KA5WLL. Good afternoon, Rusty. I'll talk to you later. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm good, Leroy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just sitting here at the house. Heard you two talking. Yeah, you might want to be careful. Tomorrow is when Greenville County goes back to school, so there'll be buses and extra cars out on the road tomorrow.
I'll be over on Wade Hampton tomorrow, too, so it'll be fun.
It'll definitely be fun on Wade Hampton. It always is. But especially tomorrow, first day back at school. So I was just giving you a heads up if you weren't already aware of it.
I thought they'd already gone back, to be honest with you. I know some of the other counties have, but I thought Greenville went with them. I've seen buses out here.
The buses have been out doing practice routes, just getting their times down, so to know when to be harassing people to stop. But, yeah, they start back full scale tomorrow.
How you been? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I've been good. I'll be driving with the school system again this year, and then I'll be doing the release time up in TR part-time, but hadn't really been on the radio much here in the last few weeks, just hadn't had the time to do it.
I definitely understand. I don't get as much time as I'd like to, but it's nice when I got these long drives to see who's out there and carry on the conversation and catch up with somebody you hadn't talked to in a while.
Fortunately, you got your own truck to be able to put a radio in. When I drive for AutoZone, I use whatever company truck's available at the time, so it's kind of a pain to transfer a radio from truck to truck.
Matt, are you driving a big truck for them, or just like shuttling parts from one store to the warehouses for customers?
Little truck. It's a Chevrolet Silverado, what they have, with a camper on it, but it's just a four-cylinder pickup truck.
I just was curious if you were driving one of the bigger trucks for them instead of the delivery truck for customers.
Fortunately, I don't have a CDL, so I can't do that. And I'm not eligible to get a CDL due to past medical issues. But anyways, it is what it is, and I have fun doing it. I only do that part-time. I actually like working with the school system better, or work with special needs kids.
I'm glad they appreciate that. I know up where my wife is at, they have a hard time finding bus drivers or anybody to come in and help out. They're gonna start school this year, short teachers and assistants all the way around. So I don't know what they're gonna do.
Unfortunately, Greenville County is the same way. They're always running short. They're actually a little bit ahead right now on the bus side, but it'll slack off during the year. People will either quit, figure out what the actual job entitles, and they'll leave for one reason or another. But it happens every year. We're always kind of at a surplus at the beginning of the year, and then we kind of dwindle down to, as the year goes.
HX, yeah. Well, I guess the principals and going to have to help fill in for the bus drivers up there until they can get the positions filled. But I know they don't like doing that either because it makes it harder to get their job done.
Fortunately, the principals here don't have to supplement that. The drivers, it's all part of the school system, but it's still kind of a separate subdivision of the school district, if you will.
To be a coach or office staff or principal or anything like that, you got to have your bus driver's license. They pay for you to go get it, but you got to have them. That way, there's always somebody to take the kids on. They've run into too many problems over the years of not having bus drivers and having kids sitting there.
That's crazy. But anyways, I'll let you go and let you get back to work. And I'll just sit here listening to y'all talk, and we're getting ready to eat lunch here. So I'll talk to you later. KO4HKXKA5WLL, I'll be clear.
7-3, Leroy. Good to talk to you today, and you be safe out there tomorrow. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.